Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Difference Radio Network, brought to you by thedifference.tv, where you can join us in opening humanity's heart and touching the lives of 6 billion people. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are in the world today. Welcome to the Difference Radio Network. I'm Dr. Robin Mills, and this is the Difference Radio Show. And have we got something really special today, or someone really special and something? We are going to talk today to White Eagle, who created Grandmother Drum. It's just such an amazing story, an amazing vision that's manifested into an incredible drum that's going around the world to bring world peace. And I feel very honoured to be able to interview today for you, White Eagle. So good morning to you, White Eagle.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. And you're back in Australia again after a long absence, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, this is our third world tour here. 2002, we were here 4 months. 2003, 5 months. And this year, we're here for about 3.5 months across coast to coast this time of Australia.
Well, that's absolutely amazing. I want to know so much about the drum. But I'd like to know a little bit about you first. I'm wondering if you always knew that you had a life purpose, if you always had this spirituality about you.
Absolutely. From a very young age, I knew my destiny. And I was in love with the drum also from a very young age, although the grandmother drum didn't really start appearing to me in my dreams until the 90s. With the grandmothers that I've been working with since I was a child. And they gave that vision to me, and it was an amazing gift because I thought I was just creating a drum. I really didn't know what was coming with that and what it really was all about until she began to teach me on the road with the people.
And the grandmothers you talk about are grandmothers in spirit?
Yes, although we have many grandmothers that are behind our project in the physical world as well. These were grandmothers of many indigenous tribes around the world that would appear in my dreams and would also, in my later 20s, became apprenticed to a Hawaiian shaman and teacher, and she helped me to be able to bring them through in a sort of an altered channeled state. And so they have been my guides and teachers all my life, with my life path and my purpose, and have prophesied many of the global things that are going on right now. And in fact, the reason we're here was because of prophecies they gave us about 9 months ago about what would happen in Australia and how they wanted me to use the drum to help those things. So we go, those are our CEOs, I say to people. The grandmothers are our CEOs and board of directors for this nonprofit foundation.
Ah, oh, that's beautiful. So, when you knew that you had to build the drum, was it instructed to you clearly by the grandmothers how the drum would be?
Well, I saw it visually in the dreams. They also, in other dreams, they were doing some kind of sound healing on my body, and it almost like sounded like a hearing test. And I didn't understand the pieces of the dreams. For quite a long time, it was like putting together a puzzle.
Yes.
And they said, yes, these are the frequencies you're going to be exposed to and other people will be exposed to, so you have to adjust to them now. And I didn't know that would then lead me to make the first crystal inlaid drum. It was a particular pattern that they wanted me to put in the drum, which is known as the Triskel or the Celtic triple spiral that many people see in the sites of Ireland. And so this pattern is embedded in the kettle-shaped bowl of the drum, inlaid with 200 clear and rose quartz crystal.
Oh, wow. Imagine the energy generated by that many crystals.
Well, we know that, you know, the healthy cell is about 80 hertz. And when it's vibrating at that level, that's what we call a healthy cell. When we use crystals, we are immersing the body in about 300 hertz minimally in an environment when we lay crystals on people. But when we vibrate crystal, like in Grandmother Drum, we have no idea really the kind of phenomenal frequency healing that people get immersed in, except that when we first started not knowing, and having been a healer my whole life, I started using the drum in my healing work, and people were being spontaneously cured of things that were kind of miraculous to us at that point. One woman who had a cyst on her kidneys that had been to the doctor the day before and wanted to come just for a healing with me. And I said, well, let's just try this. And we laid a crystal on the area, and then I just pulsed the heartbeat with her immersed under the drum for about 40 minutes. And the next day she went to the doctor's to get it, a sonogram to get it aspirated, and it had disappeared.
No,
and we weren't even doing that with that intent. We were just doing it because she was nervous about the whole thing and wanted some healing before she went in. So since then, we've had many, many miraculous stories. And so just like a laser can be sound, can create or destroy, and when we get the exact frequency of something, then we're working with the building blocks of creation.
And I hear that you also use that vibration to heal the waterways around the world.
Yes, in 2009, we joined with Dr. Masura Omoto and a producer named Len Horowitz, who've been studying a sacred sound, and particularly a range of music known as the Solfeggio scale of music. It's what Indian ragas are based on and Gregorian chanting. And they believe that this is the actual scale of nature, and that the musical scale we've been using is not on the scale of nature, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, that's good.
And so they wanted to use this perfect circle of sound to the planets and waters from different groups all over the world. And they were looking for an instrument that might galvanize the world to tune their instruments to this frequency. Well, they decided to take Grandmother Drum into the studios and test her, and indeed she produced this 528 hertz that they call the perfect circle of sound. And so we launched that from Jerusalem, right from the Holy City, into the planet's waters in a global wave. And we involve about 360 cities and 60 countries now doing global drumming vigils on all the solstices and equinoxes for the planet.
What an amazing thing to be able to do with your life, to know your life purpose and to create something that's really going to make a difference, and then to be able to activate it. How privileged is your life in that way?
Yes, I am very, very honored and blessed to be walking across the world. The grandmothers, you know, just recently said to me, and I'm just going to have to say this because it happened this morning, about 2.5 years ago, they kept telling me that we needed to get it on national television so that people could all hear the pulse of it. Since it's the Mayan elders, when they heard it in Guatemala, said, this is the cosmic tone we just heard, the Om, the sound of the universe. And I just feel like the grandmothers keep saying to us, you know, we've been trying to wake up humanity, pick up the phone, answer the phone, you know, this joke. And that this is their calling card, that this is the oldest sound we've ever heard coming into this life. It's our mother's heartbeat, and it's the sound that we heard as one cell. And there's some kind of soul knowledge of our purpose and our destiny here when people are immersed in laying under Grandmother Drum. And I literally lay people under it for about 40 minutes and just pulse the heartbeat and do a journey beat just so that they can be surrounded as they were in the womb in this sound. And people have profound awakenings and life transformations and lucid dreaming and visitation from family across the veil. Many, many things that are not explainable. And so we know that it's a communicator to the soul. And we also know that if humanity could just hear this sound across the world, even for 15 minutes, something might change. So believe it or not, the grandmothers made a huge joke to me about 3 years ago and said they wanted me on Oprah. And I said, oh, my goodness, you know, like, I don't know about that. But so just this last week in one of my workshops, a perfect stranger in our workshop, and she's a producer herself, a filmmaker, and she said, you know, I keep seeing you with Oprah. And I thought, oh, my God, that's the second, you know. And this morning, a student of mine in Canada wrote me, I've been seeing you with Oprah again. So that's three, and I just had to mention it on air because I don't know even how to begin those contacts to get into that situation. But I know that this voice needs to be heard, the voice of the grandmothers, the voice of our Mother Earth, calling her children back to sanity, back to oneness, back to harmony and sustainability on this planet. We are a planet now, as of March, of 7 billion people, and we have to, in our lifetime, decide our destiny on this planet. And I feel this sound is her heartbeat and communicates most directly her heartbeat. And now that the studios have confirmed the frequencies coming out of her, and this was all done with no scientific or musical knowledge whatsoever. I have never been a musician nor taken any musical training. I actually don't know a C note from a D note. I'm an auditory singer.
Yeah,
and this all came to me in my communication, and some people say in my dreams or in my channeling, or all of us always have a gut intuition that just knows things. And this is how I've tracked traveling 500,000 miles, touching 500,000 people in 9 countries now, just by my inner guidance.
And, you know, when you say that you've traveled that far, I don't know if the listeners quite understand that the drum is 7 feet wide.
Yeah, this is something that fits in an 8-foot by 4-foot crate with a pallet on it that has to be forklifted onto air freight. It weighs, loaded, it weighs about 800 kilos.
Yeah.
And it's quite an endeavor to get through customs and quarantine and many, many things of building custom-made trailers in every country. And, my staff last year renamed me Indiana Jane.
Yeah, that's great.
For adventure. I mean, the adventure stories are these miraculous stories of how we got this drum into countries, even like here in Australia with high quarantine and all sorts of different stories we've had to navigate. And the grandmothers do these amazing miracles every time. And nobody believes our stories. They say this can't be done here or that never happens in this country. And I said, well, it did, you know. And here we are. Because the love is greater than any rules and any boundaries that we have, that she's able to just unify people right at the air freight people. We met an Aboriginal man who was Wiradjuri right at the air cargo.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back, and because we couldn't get her out that first day because we had to do the whole quarantine thing. And so he said, and I said, oh my goodness, she's already landed. He said, I'll go back and put my hands on that crate and welcome her to country.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So these are the kind of miracle stories we have everywhere, and that he just wanted to bless her being Wiradjuri, the first one to see her. And there he was, you know, mixed blood Aboriginal from this area in Sydney. So it just was that way. And we've just spent 2 weeks with the Yatnimutna and the Nukanu Aboriginal nations in the Flinders Range and had a profound time with them.
Wow, the people that you must be meeting along the way, you must be deepening your sense of self and your role in this world must deepen with all the different cultures that welcome you.
Well, you know, people say, oh, you've touched so many people. I said, well, no, they've touched me. I'm the spoiled one. And, you know, I was just in Peru for 4 months with the Quechua people of the Andes and in the Amazon, because a lot of the work we do is also to bring a lot of public awareness to sustainable issues of our Mother Earth. And we were working with the Peruvians on preventing GMO from entering Peru. And we were successful. We had a very large march in Lima that the drum was the centerpiece of in Channel 2 News. And we were able to, with the elections that they were having that week for the presidential elections, prevent and create a 10-year moratorium on GMO entering Peru. So we get very involved in the environmental issues in a very peaceable and positive way. We're not into this anti, but in how do we come to this age and move from the love of power to the power of love. And that's what Grandmother Drum's all about, is using that power, because drums are all about power. You know, we use them to signal warfare in ancient times as well. They rile people. They get people feeling powerful and indestructible. And so how do we use the force of that drum? And she's an enormously powerful drum when 50 people are just wailing on that grandmother drum, you know, with their souls. How do we take that enormous life force that she gives us, and how can we make transformational change on our planet and be the force of change? So we call her the power of love rather than the love of power. So, and everything we're doing in this age is all determined by how we use our power. Now, as of the atomic age, we just expanded our ability to come into our power. And instead, we chose to use that in destructive ways. And within, you know, two or three generations, we have the potential of destroying the planet altogether and all life on the planet. So it's an enormous responsibility that we've stepped into. And the more power you have, the more responsibility has to go along with it. So that accountability is something we try to inspire in the work that we do, is for people to really follow their heart and live the life they love. And, you know, when we follow our hearts, we would easily have world peace. People talk about, oh, you go around spreading world peace. I don't even know what world peace is. You know, to me, all there is that each human being finds that contentment and love within themselves, to love themselves first, and to be a force in the world of doing and saying what they love, and bringing that gift, that giveaway, as our native people say. What's your giveaway? What's your medicine? You know, what healing are you bringing to this planet? So that's our inspiration, is to just set people back on that path and have them look at the current issues that we're in and revisit them with a new light.
And everything that you say is so resonant with everything that I believe, and that is coming to people in different forms at the moment. What I wanted to go back to that you said about people lying under the drum and having the heartbeat, and having that heartbeat go through and resonate with every fibre of their being. I'd like to ask you a question about when I go to a drumming circle, and there's one nearby, it disturbs me, it gives me irregular heartbeats, and I want to run away. And I'm wondering if you've got any possibility of speaking to that.
Well, I would just probably ask you, what are you running from?
Running from.
Or running to, because those are the two aspects of it, you know, positive and negative.
When they start beating really fast and I feel like they're getting out of control, I don't want to be part of it. It's a weird thing that happens. You know, I notice they start and then everybody sinks and gets to the same beat, and then someone just takes it fast. And it disturbs me, and I'm the same when I'm, you know, I wouldn't go to a rock concert, or even when I went to see Elton John at a huge auditorium, I actually sat outside on the grass outside, even though I'd paid for a ticket, because I couldn't bear to be in the vibration of the huge speakers and the sound. They also give me irregular heartbeats, so I understand the vibration of sound and how sensitive you can be to it.
Yes. And what's also incredibly important is the intention behind the sound. It's absolutely, because again, when drums were used to agitate people for war, and grandmother drum can be very loud, but no one has ever felt that around grandmother drum. Yes. Because of the kind of intent that's held with this music.
Yes.
Isn't this random, everybody do their own thing? Although the drum circles, we've been parts of many, many drum circles, and they go off into chaos for a period, and then they find their resonance, and that's that sweet spot that everyone loves.
Yes.
And the importance of everyone doing their part of the rhythm, and it being in that unity consciousness, whereas no one's taking it off on their own ego path, but that everyone's there for that group healing. And so I think the intention of plus frequency equals manifestation, you know? So whatever we're putting in as intention plus our attention is, you know, what we manifest. And I know that it really depends upon what environment. And we've been noticing that also with Grandmother Drum, is that we're moving more and more towards the sacred music of her rather than the musical, everybody get on drum, the drum to play it, but yeah, more of its transmission as more of its feminine sound, which is its heartbeat. And that the grandmothers call this calming the savage beast of humanity. And that we're longing for that seduction away from that intensity.
Yes.
So that's that. I really recognize what you're saying, because we have a world of overstimulation right now, and lots of caffeine and jolt and high frequency noises, and our electrical systems are just not really adapted to that. And so we're feeling that now, especially as we get more and more sensitive and move up into these higher states of awareness.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. And the heartbeat is the thing that connects us to every other person on the planet. And when my daughter was pregnant with my grandson, I recorded his heartbeat. We went off to an ultrasound laboratory and recorded his heartbeat so that we could use it in my Song of World Peace.
Oh, how delicious.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, and I hear that you do a lot of beautiful sacred music yourself, and have been really speaking to the heartbeat of humanity. Our movie that we wanted a film award in Israel for is called Grandmother Drum, Awakening the Global Heart. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking of you when you were sharing that about your work.
Yes. So I'm writing a song of world peace. I've written the lyrics, and now I'm waiting for the music to accompany it. And for me, it's about, would you like to hear the words?
Oh, I would love to.
Come, my brothers and sisters around the world, our heartbeat tells us we are one. Together we are the heart of humanity. Let your heart sing to the beat of humanity's heart. Hear the heartbeat of the mother, the father, and the child. See the spirit of humanity. Feel the love of humankind. Stand together, unite as one. Connect heart to heart. Know that I am you and you are me. Together we are humanity. Between the first heartbeat and the last, our sacred life on earth is served. Our sacred heartprint leaves its mark as we pour our love into humanity. Stand in love, stand in peace. Hear the heartbeat of the mother, the father, and the child. So hopefully the music will come.
Wow. Oh, I could just hear Grandmother Drum right in the background there. It's that eternal, long-standing heartbeat that she has with the crystal matrix. It's kind of a cross between a didgeridoo, a crystal ball, and a drum. So it has, instead of just, you know, like a boom boom kind of sound, it's, you know, it has this long, long droning that melts everyone into that with that sense of merging and oneness that you're talking about. It's a visceral experience.
It absolutely sounds amazing. Absolutely amazing. And is the drum coming to Melbourne?
Well, you know, we had a few invites, but they didn't come early enough and fast enough. And my manager was trying to piece together so many requests, and it takes an orchestrating team to get us, because we usually come from 4 or 5 days into an area, because we want to be able to deepen with the people. Not ruled out at the moment, but you'd have to get in contact with her to see if that's a possibility.
Great, because I'd certainly like to lay under the drum. That's for sure. And, you know, as you know, it's a lot of trust for me to be around drum.
Uh-huh.
Because of, you know, how sound is sensitive for me. Yes.
Well, in fact, I don't know if you got a track of Grandmother Drum, whether it showed up at your end or not.
I've been a couple of minutes, but it's not here yet, no. Because I would really love to hear that. So while we're waiting for that to come through, though, I will have a short break and play a piece of meditation, and I will be back to you, and I'll have another look to see if that's come, because we all certainly want to hear the drum today.
Yeah, she can speak for herself way better than me.
Okay. Welcome, my sisters of the earth, my friends. Welcome all grandmothers, mothers, daughters, and sisters. Our hearts beat as one. We bring the gift of life from Great Spirit. We pass this gift of life on through the generations to our precious sons and daughters. We are nourished and sustained by Mother Earth. Her heartbeat resonates within our own. Our hearts overflow with unconditional love. We are the embodiment of love. Our arms are now joined together as we reach around the earth, spreading our love as women of the earth. With our love comes healing, great healing, healing for all people and all nations, healing from Great Spirit. We are the embodiment of love. We are women of the earth. We resonate together. Feel our love. Welcome back. We're here today talking with White Eagle, who has created Grandmother Drum with her grandmothers in spirit as a shamanic dream, as a vision that's now in reality, and how wonderful it must be to see something in your dreams and bring it into reality. And I'm so grateful that you've followed your dream and that you've stepped onto the Difference Radio Network with me today.
Yeah, well, it's been a blessing. As you said, it's a gorgeous day here. We're getting ready to launch another 4 days here in Tamworth, in New South Wales, for a celebration here. So we're very excited and continue on up to Byron Bay and Burleigh Heads and Sunshine Coast, and then into Uluru and over to WA. So mm-hmm. It's a whole journey this time around. We have 5 wonderful performers with us from Austria, Germany, United States, and here in Australia. So it's a beautiful community that's come together, and all of our host sponsors are just doing amazing jobs at orchestrating it. So we can work with the communities, the children. We've just did something in Copley with 60 school children. We have a beautiful puppet theater that's an ancient story that I wrote into a children's book, and now we're doing as a puppet theater. Which has the teachings of unity and peace and the message of the drum. So the children have loved it, absolutely loved it in Copley. We had a great time with them. And then working with the Aboriginal communities as well.
That's fantastic, and I'd really love it if you could tell the listeners your website, how to contact you, how to find out where you're going to be and when, how to participate in this message that you're bringing to humanity.
Wonderful. They can go to our website, which is www.whirlingrainbow.com. And they also have created a website here in Australia called grandmotherdrumdownunder.com.au. And that one also has the calendar on it of events and all the organizing hosts in your area. You can email our manager if you have requests for your area, although our schedule is almost completely full now. I don't know that she has a space or not left. Listen to that. Sounds busy already. Which is Deb, D-E-B, at leadershipexcellence.com.au. So they can email her directly if they have questions. We have a training coming up. It's our second one. We tried to do two events this tour where we could have more in-depth work that people want to do on sound and healing, and particularly with the drum if they have a shamanic practice. And we do a 7-day what's called the Drum Keeper's Initiation. And it's a very powerful initiatory process in sound and healing, and that will be our second one. We did one in the Flinders Range and just completed that one, and the second one will be in WA, just outside of Perth. And so if they would like to get involved in that one, we're actually going to be making 3-foot community drums, which we have all over the world in our Drum for Change global network that we do on all the solstices and equinoxes. And these community drums allow people to start leading community drumming in their own community and be trained on how to do that and how to do shamanic work with the larger drums. So we just completed 3 in the Flinders, and we'll make 3 more for communities in WA that feel called to be community drum keepers. You know, it's just an amazing, amazing tool. I say to people, if they need confidence in their life, get a drum. If they need to step into their power, get a drum. If they need to come in and get on their path and get strength to fulfill their dreams, the drum is such a powerful, it's so kinesthetic, it's so visceral to the heart and giving you strength, that it's an amazing tool of healing.
That I just know that there's going to be so many people out there listening going, oh, I have to do this. I have to be part of this, because what an amazing opportunity, even to be around drum. You know, I know that when Jody said, oh, the drum's at her house, I went, oh, how amazing that you've got the drum with you, just to be in the presence of not only you for bringing the vision into a reality, but the energy being generated through that drum sounds absolutely amazing.
Well, you know, she has a beautiful 160-acre farm here with an equine business where she does healing work with the horses. It's just so powerful because this land is like the original Eden to me, you know, like the garden where every animal is at peace, and it's a beautiful, beautiful space. And grandmother sounds, we know, about 2 miles underground in every direction, so it's like this bathing the land and this massage of love. So we're very excited to be here and continue our journey up the coast here in New South Wales.
You know, I'm drawn to ask you, White Eagle, how you've changed through the birthing of the drum.
Gosh, that's such a beautiful question. Thank you. Well, I would say it made my weak heart strong. It made my hard heart soft. It made my closed heart open. It made my half heart a full heart. And it made my confused heart a very clear heart. Those are our 4 chambers of the heart teaching that we call the Red Road of the Heart teachings that I share in our workshops. And the full power of the heart being the bridge between the 3 chakras below the heart and the 3 above, our native people call the rainbow bridge. So I think that the people, especially the people of Australia, I have never visited a country 3 times, so this is the only country that we've done that with, and the people here have literally melted my heart, and I've just become deeply, deeply surrendered to life and to love and to understanding myself as one with everyone. I mean, that was a concept, but how I live my life, people go, how do you travel all the time and not get tired, or, you know, be with new people all the time, and, you know, don't you miss those core people that you share everything, you know, about yourself? I said, I do that with everyone. Like, my soul is and heart is on my shirt sleeve. It's who I am every moment. And I think that wasn't so true before I started. And now I feel like there's and no separation in my being between myself and anyone I meet. And that is, it was a process. It was a process, you know, it's a melting over time. And some of it was sudden, and others, you know, I would say happened in little whispers along the way.
Mm-hmm. You know, White Eagle, that happened for me when I joined The Difference, and you're on The Difference Radio Network as we speak, and I joined The Difference because we're making a movie to open humanity's heart. But what I didn't realise was the journey of opening my heart more than it was open was going to be more valuable to me than anything else. That when you step into a family or a group of people who have the same intention, which is to open humanity's heart, you'd have deeper relationships. It's a trusting, more deeper connection that you have with people, and you can't help but open your heart.
Right.
And, you know, it is, and that's what led me to ask you the question, because whenever we do anything in the world, we also do it for ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. You know, people say that to me all the time. Oh, you're doing such a wonderful thing for the world. And I said, it's just for me, really. You know, I'm very selfish. I'm just enjoying myself, you know. I'm the one that's growing. And so we are doing our medicine, and our native people say our giveaway is that which heals ourselves, really. And that's why we're so thrilled about it, because it's the thing that actually is working for us. And so that's our perfect rightful place. That's what we say in our teachings. That's where our exact placement is where the heart is 100%. So the four chambers of the heart are the strong heart, the courage to be who I am.
Yes.
Our east teaching. Our south teaching is the soft and open heart, which is the archetype of the healer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to know that our giveaway, what we're here to give. And our West teaching is our full heart, or our 100% wholeheartedness, is that we only participate in activities where we're 100% yes.
Oh, I like that. I really like that.
So anything that's a maybe, we don't do. Only 100% yes. And if we followed that in our lives, we would stay out of, draining our energy in any way. We would be super energized if we only tracked with what was 100% yes in our knowing, and that we show up 100%.
Yeah.
North teaching is our clear heart, to only take action on the things that we have clear guidance on from within. And if we don't, then it's time to wait and sit in silence and listen. You know, we often make decisions because we're impatient and refuse to wait, and then we always regret those decisions. So when we are at peace and we know that that's the correct thing, then we're asked to take action. And many people who come to me in therapy say, I'm really confused, I don't know my next step. And then I start digging and asking some questions, and I realize they know exactly where they are to go, and they just don't have the courage to act on it.
Mm.
You know, they say, oh, if I had the money, I'll do that, or... my husband liked it, or, you know, I said, well, that's not the same thing. You're not confused. You lack courage. That's an East teaching, not a North teaching.
Mm.
And that's, you know, what people have said. You know, I showed up for that guidance. I listened to that guidance, and then I followed up. And when I first came here on my first world tour, I had $50 in my pocket and about $50,000 over my head in expenses.
Wow.
And I had no idea what the drum was about at that point, or what my mission was. I just was told to come here in a dream. The Aboriginal grandmothers visited me in this dream.
Mm.
Called the only person I knew in Australia asking for her help.
Yes.
To have me meet the Aboriginal community. And it was a miraculous tour. It was an absolutely miraculous tour. We went home with absolutely no debt. And we didn't even know what we were doing or where we were going at that point. And so I always show up literally to the absolute second. And in Israel, we were touring, and literally we didn't make enough to fly the drum back to Alaska. And I said, bring it to the airport. And they said, what are you talking about? You have no money to ship it. I said, bring it to the airport. We'll figure it out. We have 20 minutes. This was a $5,000 freight, $5,500 freight. And at the last moment, literally within 5 minutes of leaving, we got a call from someone who offered to take care of that for us.
Wow.
So this is the way I walk the planet.
That's so trusting, isn't it?
And
so
because this is the way every other animal in creation lives. They're not neurotic about where their next meal comes from. The birds wake up singing. You know, they don't know where the next meal comes from.
They do.
This is the kind of human we're supposed to be. And the bliss that I have because of that is that none of my energy gets used in mental processes like that. I'm in the present moment, receiving what is in the moment. And it's a completely different life. And it's unraveled me in ways that I could never imagine. And the magical things that I've witnessed from that trust, I know that that's the way life is designed for us.
Mm. Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. If you were to give people a step that they could take today, something that they could make as their very first step to being the best version of themselves they can be, or to living in harmony, opening their heart, what would that be?
Living, speaking, listening, following what you love. It's that simple. If we only said what we loved rather than what we don't want.
Yes.
Because gratitude is what the grandmothers call the ultimate G-spot. I hope you're laughing at that. I mean, really, it's sort of the feminine place of eroticism is that bliss of those that are grateful and focus on what they have and what they love. Have the most beautiful lives because they never see the glass half empty. They always see it half full. So when we look outside of our window or in any relationship, even that one which challenges us, because we need challenge to grow, if we can look at the positive, the gift that's in that lesson, then we rise to the occasion. We become change masters, and we are no longer at the effect of life, but we are the masters of our world. And that, to me, this is a dream that we're in. As much as the night was a dream that I received the vision of the drum, I brought it into the living dream, the daily dream. We have three levels of dreaming. And so we can create the world that we want from our thoughts and our feelings. And if we can just simply say what we love, listen for the love that's in every interaction.
No, absolutely, it is in every interaction.
Just really, really, the word is very simple, but the practice of it takes really strong attention.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
And I think that that's what gives us an abundant life. We see life as always having enough, and more than enough. In fact, we're blissed out by everything that we see. We can slow down and we can look at a flower for 5 minutes, or watch the horse in the paddock, or watch the children playing at the playground, and we can just absorb the beauty of it.
Yes, absolutely. So what we like to do on the Difference Radio Show is to reflect back to you the essence of how the show has been today.
Mm.
And to reflect that back to you in an affirmation. So this is my gift back to you.
Oh, my, how lovely.
I am Grandmother Drum. I bring you the heartbeat of Mother Earth, the heartbeat of humanity. I vibrate for world love and peace. I heal the waterways connecting to Mother Earth, to the depth of the heart of the Mother, to the galaxies and beyond. I am love. Unconditional love. Let me open your heart. Connect with me now. Thank you.
Blessed be. That is gorgeous.
I guess we try to just reflect back to you the vibration that's come over and try to reflect it back to you in words that resonate with our hearts anyway, that we're really grateful and excited. I'm so excited. I'm thinking to myself, how am I going to get interstate to be part of this drum, because I'd really love to experience that.
Well, I was just going to say that too. I just really hope that we can see you up the coast here, because I'm not sure we're going to make it to Melbourne this time, but and I don't think we'll be back in Australia for quite a while after this. We have some pretty strong demands in Europe for next year, and then Africa and the fall. We have the next 3 years solidly booked. So I just feel like there's some miraculous intersection of our work.
Yeah.
And would love for you to have that immersion into the sweetness of this holy sound of love. So, and with the work you're doing with your film and in your audio, I think maybe she'll have some answers for you, even if it's not her in your recording per se, but when you're laid under, you'll be receive your vision.
And Jacqueline Vignelle, the founder of The Difference, I think I'll be having a conversation with her to see if we can arrange something. I really appreciate that you've spent so much time on the air with us today here at The Difference Radio Network. I'd like to tell the listeners that if you would like to go to our website, it's www.thedifference.tv. And if you're inspired to do something, to step up and open humanity's heart and open your own heart along the way, then please go to that website and see if it resonates with you. Please have a look at the White Eagle's website as well. Go and find her in Australia and participate, because this is one of those things that doesn't come around very often. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you today, White Eagle. I feel very blessed. Thank you very much.
Oh, very beautiful. And I just have one sort of parting thought of our foundation and our website. And our mission statement, in a sense, in Grandmother Drum's pledge, I created this on September 11th, actually, when my heart was breaking long ago. And it was literally just weeks after she was born, and the grandmothers had said she'd be seen by the world right away. And we were launched on our world tour from that event. And it's our pledge, and our listeners can say it out loud if they choose to, repeat it if it calls to them. I pledge Mother Earth as my one country.
Oh, I like that.
I pledge humanity as my one people. I pledge life as my religion. I pledge love as my prayer. I pledge peace and freedom as my birthright, and the birthright of all humanity and all living things. My heart beats one with all my relations.
Oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
We have people that have our T-shirts with it on. They said, I always get hugged, because it's the pledges on the back of the T-shirt. So they always get hugged from people when they get seen in that T-shirt.
Now, I'd really hope that file comes through so that I can... Do I have your permission to play it at other times on the radio?
Yes. I sent it a second time, hoping that it might come through for you.
Yeah. Anyway, you might look in your outbox, but yes. So, and of course, I'd really love it if I could have Grandmother Drum played during my Song of World Peace. That would just be amazing.
Well, let me know how you want to go about that, and you know, I can record from another location with your audio that you send me, so that we can syncopate it together. And, you know, you may want to just get a hold of Jody.
Yes.
And let me know in the next days where you'd like, how you'd like to arrange that, and we'll see if we can fit that in.
Fantastic. Absolutely amazing. Many, many, many blessings to you. May your journey be open-hearted and full of absolute love. Thank you again, and go on with your day now in a blessed way.
Okay. Thank you so much, Robin, and you all have a wonderful, wonderful day there.
Okay. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now from the Difference Radio Network. Thank you for joining us in opening humanity's heart and touching the lives of 6 billion people.